The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Recently, boyfriend, it is freezing cold here again in the state of Minnesota, just to the point of over the top. So if you're on the West Coast, good for you. And certain portions of the East Coast, good for you. Hello, friends, as well as a few scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little grumpy princess. And aside
wait,
that,
did you say grumpy?
I did.
I am having a bit of a day. Everybody's allowed a bit of a day. I don't drink coffee.
A bit of a day?
A bit of a grumpy day.
Okay. We need to get some coffee.
Okay.
Maybe start drinking some. Right. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. And friends, if you'd like to check it out online, who we are, what it is that we do, what we look like, so on and so forth, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Aside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, it is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just being a little distracted here. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. On Facebook, it is Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go to BradleyDean double E on Facebook. Like those pages if you would. Constantly uploading them. Videos, pictures, and the such. And articles that really mean something here. We're not only telling you what the problem is, friends. We're also bringing you back so you can bring about the result. But it's up to you. The hope that is given unto you, folks, is only how you respond to the truth that's been given unto you. Let me say it this way. John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But know that in the process of doing what we're talking about here on the Sons of Liberty on a radio on a daily basis, is that first, it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. So we have to sacrifice who we are in the process of establishing the truth to give people freedom. And the sacrifice that we give is the heart that we give unto the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do we love Him? And we can't love our brothers until we first love Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. That's how it works. Heart to God, hand to man. Understand? That's the sacrifice. Folks, you can also give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to let you know what we're going to talk about really quick. We started something yesterday, and I brought it up. It was Socrates, the philosopher, that rightly said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. I want to get back to who is really legislating, because it's not the politician. I'll tell you the story, and then I'll give it to you from A to Z. Aside of that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Outside of the fact that we're showing the people our works and
faith
our
fireworks.
Faith fireworks.
All right,
yes,
like
and
that.
We're not doing the works to be justified, friends. We do the works because we are justified.
Well, I kind of like this, you know, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I have to say that I went on Facebook and I saw it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head, a little advertisement to listen to the show. But it really is true. Now, you were just talking
about... You see it all the time.
Yeah, you were just talking about legislatures. And speaking of legislators, that's what we're highlighting this week. And basically, we're highlighting our Sons of Liberty package. And you might say, well, what is the Sons of Liberty package? Well, Samuel Adams was the one who said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add in the hearts of men as well. That's where freedom starts, is in the heart. I like it too.
Yeah, I do.
So way to go, Sam Adams. But what we are having for this package this week is a Sons of Liberty t-shirt, which of course is awesome. But we also are including the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. And as I've shared before, it's one of my favorite DVDs. I like, you know, obviously the DVD series, the My War documentary series that we have, other drum instructional DVDs. But this was just so wonderfully put together because it talks
about
It really is wonderful.
Yes, I agree.
Well, the content's not wonderful, but it's content that people need to see in order to make our world wonderful.
Chase, can I get Chase on the phone real quick with us?
Sure.
Or on his microphone, either one.
All right.
You can call us if you want, Chase. When you guys are at the State Fair, how do you do as far as T-shirt sales?
That's the hot item. Yeah. That's the top one.
See, people want to see it before they buy it, but Stephanie's over here trying to share with people that that is the hottest commodity that we have on the shelves at the Minnesota State Fair.
They're
so
solid.
You need to get one.
Yeah, they're really solid. They're really well put together. They're tough.
Well, what I like about the T-shirts is the fact that, you know, when you're going to, you know, you see people dump T-shirts on all the time. They're in line. They're at the mall or they're in the grocery store. It's like, listen, if you want to preach the gospel and not have to use your words, obviously, with your lifestyle, but in this case, put on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Walk around the Minnesota State Fair, walk around the mall, walk around, you know, the grocery store, and you're preaching. People are like, oh, wow, what a great shirt. Where did you get that?
You know, it's really fun.
Liberty.
It really is. When we're at the State Fair, it's or wherever you're at, it's interesting to see people that are wearing their shirts, and you walk up to them and say, you know what, I designed that shirt. Do you like that shirt? It's one of my favorites, man.
You know, we were at the Minnesota State Fair last year. We were walking around, and there was this kid sitting down by like a
donut. No, we weren't.
Donut. Yes, we were.
No, we
were. We're two.
I had my coffee this morning.
Yeah, you did. Yes. I'm starting to get a little coffinized, if that's a word. But anyway, the kid was sitting there, and I walked over and said, nice T-shirt. And I said, that's our ministry. And I shook his hand. He's probably like, wow, cool. Like, you know, I actually meet someone.
We were at a hot dog joint in Chicago. And
wait a second. Did we say that Chase could talk?
You know what? I'm talking. You asked me.
I think so. He did take a time from his computer a couple minutes ago to help you, Stephanie.
Okay, sounds good.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
All right, Chase, you can talk.
You can get her a cup of coffee, too, by the way, Lizard, if you'd like. Okay.
No, we were at a hot dog joint in Chicago, and we had the Price shirt, which is my favorite, just because it's a good kid.
It's a great message.
Yeah. And now that lady, I don't know how many shirts she bought, but she's also a daughter of liberty now.
Because
she saw our shirt at this hot dog joint in Chicago.
So. It's a great correlation.
Hot dog in Chicago.
Natural to the spiritual, the cross. Yes.
So with this package, you're, of course, going to get the Sons of Liberty T-shirt, but you're also going to get the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, which was Bradley did a prayer on May 20, 2011. He gave a prayer that really called for us to unite under the Constitution's directives to honor the sacrifice of our veterans, which we highly esteem here at the Sons of Liberty, and to return to the founder of our country, namely Jesus Christ, acknowledging America's godly heritage. I mean, to me, that sounds right on.
I'm going to post a video right now just so people can see what it is.
Well, post it. And it's so interesting because after you said this prayer, 2,000 media outlets across the country covered it.
Yes.
So my question would be then, what did you say that was so offensive? Why did the majority speaker actually denounce you?
Yeah, but that's what the state-run media didn't want you to actually investigate. What did he say? Because 50,000 people instantly went online to check out the YouTube. They're waiting for what the media actually had portrayed me as saying, but they couldn't find
it. That's exactly right. Yeah. The guy said, I was sitting there waiting to hear what Bradley said that was so offensive. And he didn't see it. And he didn't hear it. Of course he didn't see it or hear it because it wasn't there.
They just wanted them to believe that the preacher said something that he shouldn't have said.
That's
no,
right.
He said exactly what he was supposed to say. And we're going to continuously do that. By the way, it is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio right now, friends. Check it out. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. This latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, Chase, can I get you back on the microphone?
Yes,
tell
sir.
People how they can actually live stream.
Well, if you become a son or daughter of Liberty, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to our store page, and purchase our Sons or Daughters of Liberty membership. Yeah. And then Elizabeth sends out the link to you right away, so you can tap in 6 days a week live, 2 to 3 for the radio.
Now, can I ask you guys a question? And I'm not being weird, but I did think of this because I had Dr. Joe Wallach on the radio with us a couple weeks ago. What if they were a hermaphrodite? What would they be? No, I'm serious. Some sort of mutation in the gene or what? What would they buy?
They would just whatever.
Everybody's
they
got this look on their face like, are you kidding? It really just
question.
Went through my head.
Well, whatever yeah. they would prefer.
Okay.
But just to finish up, we were talking about as far
no,
as
no,
the
no, no.
goes.
This is, I seriously had that run through my mind real quick. I'm just telling you, I just wanted to ask the question.
Right.
Person of Liberty membership?
There, okay.
Is that good?
Well, we have to be careful with that,
yeah,
too.
I don't know.
Get a little weird.
Yeah.
I think it would be whatever they would prefer.
I remember it was about 13 years ago, someone called in on the radio and said, what about hermaphrodite?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what the heck is a hermaphrodite? I have never, ever heard of that. Bradley, are you socially retarded? Maybe. But you know what? I've been in the real world for a long time, and I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Okay, point
probably
made.
Not very common.
Hey, thanks for answering. Thank you, guys. I just so appreciate you guys answering my questions. Yes. Okay, cool.
But anyway, just to wrap that up, if you want to go ahead and become a son or daughter of Liberty and get the package, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. You just posted the video, actually, on Facebook, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But you can go there under Packages and Deal Sales to Order. Package, Deal, and Sales to Order.
Nice.
Or you can call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Where we are standing by. Now, it's a $20 donation, but monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week, which equals $15. That is a huge
yeah.
benefit by being a
center. I want to interject my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, when we're asking for the support, we're not asking for the support because we want to ask for the support. We're asking for the support because we need the help to remain out in the populace, in the population, out in the communities, out in the states across this country, into the buildings. Whatever the case might be, we have to remain on our feet. We need to remain boots on. So when we're asking, it's not like, hey, folks, we got so much going on down here. It's not that we don't have anything going on, but we're just simply asking for you to be a part of what we can do together, not what Bradley and Stephanie and the Sons and Daughters of Liberty can do. No, we can do this together. So when we're asking, we're really telling you that Obama is the only one that's got enough common sense, no matter how much of a criminal he is, because he is, to go to the younger generation. Folks, wake up to this. I mean, this is a reality check here. This is the demographic to go to. When we go to the older generation, for the most part, friends, they're blind. They don't get it. There's a breach between the older and the younger. When you go to the younger, they're all ears for the most part. And I'm not saying the older are not, because for the most part, the older, they just didn't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church in America actually go out to reach the next generation. Now, folks, we need to use a little more common sense than that. Be a part of the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Go online, look at the packages, see what's there. And folks, that's what we need to do. So we're not on the radio again just to, you know, reemphasize, you know, we need to help and folks just go ahead and think someone else is going to do it. That's the problem, is people think someone else is going to do it.
Yeah.
And then what happens is we are left holding the bag that we're supposed to fill before we can go to the next city or the next town or the next request.
Right. Yeah, I think it's like, you know, Charles Spurgeon, right? Said, brethren, do something, do something, do something. It's not enough to say we're so glad you guys are there. Listen, we all want to do this thing together. In fact, I was going to read this comment from Rob Cunningham. He's from Freedom Motion Picture Group. He said, Bradley, you are an ambassador of truth. Well, an ambassador is one that goes out and that proclaims and that preaches. And yes, we're an ambassador.
That's an apostolic word, by the way.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah.
So when we're doing that, we can't go out unless we have the means to be able to go out and come back in and so forth. But he said, an incredible salesman for truth is how he put it.
Now, faith, buy the truth and sell it not.
That's right. Faith, American history, and national renewal. You inspire me, and I know you are reaching the next generation. God must be very pleased with you, my friend. And that was from Rob. And it's always nice to hear encouraging words, because sometimes I think people think, oh, you must get encouraging words all the time. Well, a lot of it, you know, David talked about how he encouraged himself in the Lord, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
But before we continue on with our show, I just want to highlight some gold nuggets of truth, because they're my favorite. Little gold nuggets are my favorite. This one's from E.M. Bounds. Said, God's promises lie like giant corpses without life, only for decay and dust, unless people appropriate and give life to these promises by earnest and prevailing prayer.
Amen.
So it's a great quote.
Who knew better than E.M. Bounds?
That book is awesome.
Yes.
And also, John Wycliffe said, the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Amen.
Amen. Going back to that.
And John Wycliffe, didn't he have something to do with the American foundations along with Calvin?
Oh,
yeah, he sure did.
Something, I think so. And this is a good one by Fisher Ames. He's the architect of the First Amendment, who said, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. But they think, well, do whatever you want to do, and that's liberty. No, 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 that's where you're going to find yourself in total bondage, as we'll talk about later on the show. But a quote by Bradley that I also like is, freedom is not the right to do whatever you want to do, but that which is right before God to do in accordance with his laws. That's where you have true liberty and freedom. So those are some good gold nuggets of truth. They're great things to kind of, ooh, that's a good one. You know, a lot of times people don't like to hear long, rhetorical, blah, blah, blah. It becomes, you know, noise in the ears. But when you have a good gold nugget that kind of hits you right in between the eyes, it makes all the difference. So please, check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Like the page, like the fan book page, and you will find a lot of good gold nuggets.
I think it's great stuff. I'm actually sitting here looking around. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. And it's interesting, when I'm actually typing this in, guess where it pops up? It pops up on our website, because you got some thinkers here, not stinkers.
Ooh,
right?
I like that.
Yes, yes, yes. And now, friends, just think about this. It's the fools that help destroy civilizations. It's the fools that help destroy civilizations. The answer to America's dilemma is simply this: know the law, bring forth justice, establish righteousness, resolve. Right? Hold our representatives' feet to the fire. I just said it. But it's the fools that help destroy civilizations. Fools help pull down the laws that are actually erect for the very purpose of having liberty within the confines of that law. Remember, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, Charles D. Montesquieu. Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." And we can see that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through something called homosexual marriage on television. And if it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is happy and they're accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because remember, sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. Yeah, you heard me right. Remember Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian girl? She was on the Grammys just recently, friends, being burned at the cross. Folks, this is what they do with the heretics. You got to wonder what her daddy, the preacher's thinking right about now.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And friends, she did it without shame, didn't she? Friends, you also need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many, Matthew 24:5-8. So the answer to the delusions that are being thrown on the American people is this. You ready? Take heed to yourselves. Pay careful attention to what's in front of your face. Guard your eye gates, your ear gates, therefore your heart gates. Again, what's the answer to the dilemma of their delusion? Take heed unto yourselves. In other words, be smart and be wise. My friends, be not deceived. Oh, by the way, we also seen Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little media attention. She was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Isn't that interesting? You know, just keep God out of everything, man. Just keep God out of everything. Well, then, can I ask you something? Why all this masonry going on? Why all this Satanism going on right in front of the face of the American people? Why wouldn't you turn on your television, friends? Why is Madonna dressed like a witch? And why is Kate Perry, I ask? I've got to ask the question. Why is she burned at a stake, friends?
With a cross on her
chest. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Why do they always have to bring Satan into the equation? Because that's whom they serve. Either comes to this, friends, either advertently or inadvertently through their stupidity. But I got to tell you this. It's these type of fools, friends, that help destroy the civilization in which now is the present, America. And I'm going to continue on this vein right when I get back. You got Bradley and Stephanie, the sons and the
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Don't wait for the last segment. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now, it's interesting to note, friends, what I'm talking about are those that are used, the fools that help destroy civilizations. Now, I think it's important for people to know, I brought up Madonna, for example. You know, she likes to take off her clothes for the world to see all, and then when she's asked by the parents across this globe to tone it down, she said she pleads the First or the Fifth Amendment, freedom of speech. She can go ahead and do what she wants to do in that particular case, and the First. And it's also interesting to note when she was asked on Larry King Live what her daughter watches, Madonna's daughter watches on television, Madonna told the listening audience that her daughter was not allowed to watch that garbage.
Hmm. So she just poisons other daughters across America her own? Is that how that works?
I guess that's how it works.
Yeah, I got a nice little response from Madonna when she was asked, are you a happy person? She said, I'm a very tormented person, she sighs. I have a lot of demons I'm wrestling with, but I want to be happy. Now, I kind of feel like, you know, of course you'd probably have a lot of demons that you're wrestling with when you sing songs such as I Don't Give a F. If yeah. I go to hell.
Yeah, in front of little 11 and 12 and 13-year-old girls.
I can't
yes.
imagine that you're sowing a lot of wonderful seeds in your life that you're about to reap a good harvest with.
That's right. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. By the way, friends, tomorrow I will be talking about who are the real legislators. It's the musicians. I'll get to that tomorrow. But right now I wanted to just kind of stick to the fact that these are the fools that help destroy civilizations. What about Britney Spears? What about Christine Aguilera? They take their world off, their clothes off for the world to see, and then what do? They get up to the pulpit, they receive the reward, and then they have the audacity to thank Jesus Christ.
And if I can add in there, something to note is these girls have very innocent beginnings.
Yep.
They start off on the Mickey Mouse Club, you know, the clean, you know, quote-unquote Mickey Mouse Club, right? Then what happens is you start to see where they begin to compromise. They start to dress a little skimpier. They become a little...
Risque.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, I do do this in the virtue class where you see I have a picture of them when they're in the Mickey Mouse Club, you know, cute, sweet little innocent girls. No. Then I show, for example, Britney Spears. She's on the front cover of Rolling Stones magazine, practically totally naked, just brushed up against a thing. And I say, now, did this girl who claims to be a Baptist Christian, did she go from singing in the Mickey Mouse Club to doing practically pornography, you know, just like that?
No,
it's a cult compromise, and it happens little by little
But Satan himself said, if you just bow down and worship me, it's all mine to give, and I'll give it to you.
And what's it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
That's right. So they know what they do, especially Christians. And I want to say this. I have found that the professed Christians are the absolute worst to deal with every time. Because they stand up in their own self-righteousness. They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. They sit there and tell everybody what Jesus is and what he looked like. And you know, it's interesting, without fail, every time it looks just like them. But yet what I notice is that they are overlooking sin for some reason that they're walking in. And then they try to justify themselves by using a false grace to cover up their sin.
Exactly.
When the grace of God is not a cover up. Folks, real grace cries out against sin and it overcomes sin. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But interesting that you brought that up, because right during the break, actually right before the radio show, I was watching about how there's all these videos out there where people are blaming the Illuminati for what's happening to these rock stars, these pop stars, how they start out innocent and then how they end up taking all their clothes off, so on and so forth, to demoralize. Friends, you got to keep in mind, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. You also have to keep in mind what Caesar said. If I can entertain you, I can control you. Give people a piece of bread and entertain them. He said, I can do whatever I want with them. And what I'm talking about right now are the fools that are being used to destroy the American civilization. Now, when you see these videos where they're talking about the Masons, so on and so forth, they always like to blame the Masons or the Illuminati for what's happening to these stars. Well, let me say this. Are they not responsible for the choices that they make? So when you're talking about they, how are they doing it? Okay, they are doing it through mind control. Okay, but mind control to me is staying in the Word of God. Mind control to me is studying, showing myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, being brainwashed to me is being regenerated and renewed by the Holy Ghost. That is found in the book of Titus, chapter 3. To me, being heartwashed, you know, they again. No. I'm taking responsibility. I'm going back to the Word of God, trusting the Holy Ghost to overpower the works of the enemy, because my Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And for anybody to suggest to me that the enemy is winning the day concerning the Christ who has risen from the dead, I got a surprise for you, friends. That is not scripture whatsoever in any sense of the word. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Faith in who? Faith in the Word of God.
And the Son of God.
And the Son of God, the light of men. And when we believe in Him, He empowers us. We're saved. We receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. And we also receive that engrafted Word, which is able to save our souls. And it's also that faith that overcomes the world, because we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And guess what? It's our Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. So now what's your excuse? Well, look what they are doing and they are doing. No. Take responsibility. Take responsibility and hold your own ground. We're only responsible for what's been given unto us, friends. And I want to tell you, what's been given unto us is much. Therefore, if as much has been given unto us, then that which is required of us from heaven is much. Because we are left without excuse. When we're talking about they, I want to know who they is. Can somebody please tell me who they is? 1-866-233-0747. Even when I'm doing tea parties, just to kind of explain it a little bit further. People are always saying, they this and they that, and they're doing this and they... No, wait a second. Who are they? I said, they is you. They can't do anything you don't allow them to do to you. And it's the same thing with these pop stars and these rock stars, these people that are being used to play the fools to destroy civilization. So when we're talking about they, friends, do remember they are you. Mm-hmm. And the stars that everybody wants to blame the Illuminati for and the Masons for, no, wait a second. They put themselves in that position, along with their parents in many cases. Mm-hmm. You're speaking about these
helping
little kids.
Helping them right along.
Yeah.
Does
Justin Bieber or Bieber or whatever his name
Bieber.
Is? Bieber, whatever.
Yes.
Does it look like someone's forcing him to do what he's doing?
No.
Going to strip bars?
With his
smoking
father.
Smoking dope, drinking booze? No.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing it because he wants to do it.
Exactly.
Folks, sin is moral, not physical.
And you know what's interesting about it is, as they are attempting to destroy the nation, especially the young people in the nation, they themselves in their own lives are being destroyed. Why? Because you reap what you sow. You can't expect to sow bad seeds and a good harvest. There's an analogy once of a master, and he had a servant, and he said, well, I want you to go out and sow barley. But instead of sowing barley, he sowed oats. And so later on, when the master came back and saw that oats were growing up, he said, wait, I thought I told you to sow barley. He goes, well, I sowed oats in the hopes that just barley would spring up. And he said, well, that's the most foolish thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Where'd you get an idea like that from? He said, well, from you. Because you sow bad seeds in your life all the time, and yet you expect to reap a good harvest. So why are we surprised when they're sowing fornication, sex outside of marriage, before marriage,
and then we have an issue with pregnancy, teen pregnancy, adultery,
violence, I mean, derogatory, you know, words.
Yeah.
And then we look at the front covers of the magazines, and what do they see? They see a so-and-so split up, so-and-so in rehab, so-and-so in for drug rehabilitation. They're sowing the seeds, and then they're reaping them in their own lives. So why should that be any surprise to us?
It's not a surprise to me.
These magazines.
It's not a surprise to me, but I want to get to this, folks, because what I'm asking you is why all the immoralities, my friends? Because, again, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. But they have to use these fools to be the puppets for their destruction of civilization. And, folks, just keep in mind, you always know when the enemy's at work because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And even those people that are used to do it, they don't realize that the rope's on their necks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize it's right around their own necks. That's the stupidity of these people that play the fools and the vessels to actually destroy our country. Folks, we got Daniel calling from Tennessee. We got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you got it.
There's a few things that we used to do in talk radio that they don't do anymore, and I hear it all, I don't hear it, and I miss it. First of all, a lady asked Benjamin Franklin one time, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government have you given us? Talking about the forefathers. He says, madam, we have given you a federal republic. She says, oh, and he said, now try and keep it.
Yep.
Secondly, I do not, you know, we all know the axiom about how to boil a frog. I won't go into that one.
Yep, Luke 1.
But
it's
very, very clear that all that's necessary for evil to win is for good people to do nothing. And that's what we've had a case of in America for the last 35 years that I know of.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
And lastly, our Savior said it, and it's in the New Testament two or three times, in Matthew especially, that in the latter days, all these things are going to be happening, trials and tribulations, but the end will not come then. It will come later, but I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Yep.
But we've got to be on our toes and guard against all evil factions at whatever level. And we're back to boiling the frog again, because it's done gradually, and the only thing that we're going to gain by that is we're going to wind up being a dead country.
That's what we're actually setting ourselves up for our own demise. Thank you for the call, Daniel.
Thank
from
you, Daniel.
Tennessee. Again, folks, question, why all the immoralities, my friends? Because, again, if I can demoralize you, guess what? I can control you. And what am I talking about? I'm getting to it, friends. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Who am I speaking of right now? I'm talking about the rock stars, the pop stars, the musicians, because, friends, they're the legislators. These are the fools that help destroy civilizations. Case in point, who does Barack Hussein Obama have in the White House quite a bit? Movie stars and what?
Musicians,
rappers.
Beyonce singing.
Of course.
Hello.
He knows. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't know exactly what they're doing, because what they're doing is they're setting themselves up for the fall.
So,
and as Daniel just said, keep in mind, this is done in stages. It's done incrementally, and it's called a siege, friends, Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, it's called a slow takeover, and that's exactly what's happening to America. But God offers his mercy and says, listen, wake up, keep my commandments, and live. It's that simple.
I was just going to say, George Washington, the founder of our country, said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Now we're watching morality being pulled down when our founding forefather, who would know better than him, said religion and morality are the essential pillars.
What do they call Satan? They call him Lawless One.
That's right.
Do they call him the Lawless One? Because he hates the law. But guess what, friends? We're not asking for permission, are we, to obey the
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You know, I want to make real clear where I'm at. When I look in Scripture, which is written in my heart by the Holy Ghost, be holy as I am holy. That's a commandment, friends, not a suggestion. And it's also interesting that if a Christian is to be liberated, he doesn't look for a little more license to sin. He looks for a little more law that will kill him to bring him to the Christ.
Amen.
And drive him to the foot of the cross. So when we have liberty as Christians, patriots and or conservatives in this country, that is to run the way of holiness, friends, not licentiousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to keep that into perspective. What we're talking about right now is the fools that help destroy civilizations. Now, it's also interesting, those that support the fools are just as much the fools, because somebody's got to be supporting these fools that are being used to bring forth a message to destroy our civilization.
Of course, and what better means to do so when you're looking at destroying the country? Our Constitution...
How are they doing it? They're doing it through music.
Exactly.
What was Satan? Satan was what?
The worship leader?
Really? And he wanted to be like the Most High, Isaiah 14?
That's right.
And the Lord came along and said, that's just ain't gonna fly. We can't have two chiefs.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I didn't see the enemy try to bring the cross to the people. I seen God God the Father, the Holy One of Israel, bring forth his Son to show us how much he loved us. And isn't that interesting? We get from these people, this Christianity thing, man, there's so much hypocrisy, there's so much of this, and there, all this self-denial and all this other stuff. It's like, you know what? That's right. You're doing everything that the enemy offers you, only for you to lose your soul at the end of the day. And what we do is we look at the sacrifice, and because of the sacrifice, we don't deserve that. That's called mercy. But because of his sacrifice, it shows God how much, or it shows his people how much he loves us by sacrificing his own Son, only to reconcile us back unto himself. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Amen.
But what do these people promote? Absolutely nothing. I mean, these
people, do what
people,
you want to do.
They are literally teaching and preaching, do what thou wilt.
And isn't that the first
scripture in the Satanic Bible?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, now listen. For those that think I'm crazy, here's guitarist Tom Morello of Audio Slave. He said on Rage TV, he said, we are able to seduce people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message.
I just want to say this. Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So if you tear down morality, there goes the Constitution.
And what's under attack?
Here's
another one. Here's Marilyn Manson. This is the guy that said he wanted to be the one that was remembered for actually eradicating Christianity. Man, he should talk to Voltaire about that. But anyways, Marilyn Manson said this. He said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. He said, we're trying to lure people in, and once we got them, we can give them our message.
He rips up the Bible on the pulpit, literally.
Yes, these are the fools that are being used to destroy your civilization. Friends, they're blurting out the truth in their confusion. They really are. You just got to listen. Here's another one. Here's Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which, by the way, has become one of the most profitable and influential TV networks of all time. He stated, the strongest appeal you can make is emotionally play their emotions. He said, if you can get their emotions going, he says, you've got them. He said, at MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. He said, we own them.
Okay, so that, that's a good
point. I
want to
go to a doctor next, but go ahead.
That's a good point when he said, we shoot for the emotions. When you're making a judgment or you're standing on principle, standing on a principle, not an emotion, regardless of how you feel, right is right and wrong is wrong. I mean, you might not feel like getting up and going to work every day, but it's the principle, it's your character, it's what you got to do. You might not feel like reading the Bible, you might not feel like praying, or you might not feel like being under attack for, speaking the truth. But you know what? You do it because it's the right thing to do. If you're led by your emotions, you're going to be an up and down roller coaster. If you're led by principle, you're going to have your feet and your established goings line upon line, precept upon precept, and that's what makes you steady as a nation. Not by being up and down, hey, I feel good today, hey, life is good, oh, boom, everything's dropped the next day because I'm not guarding myself and walking by principle. That's a great point to make is, listen, a lot of teenagers nowadays, whatever feels good, they do. They don't realize, listen, yeah, it might feel good to have premarital sex, but you know what? You got the consequences of unwanted pregnancy or abortion or an STD. Oh, hey, it might feel good to drink. Yeah, but you know what? It's not going to feel good when you have a DUI or you end up killing someone by drinking and driving. These are the consequences they don't show you.
That's
for
right.
example, when you see these billboards, as you've talked about, we see these beautiful models, these Marlboro men, these masculine men smoking their cigarettes. Well, they don't show you the lady that's sitting there with a tube down her throat because she can't talk anymore,
that's
or
right.
the men and women who have died of cancer, or the nasty CEO who's in charge of
all
Marlboro
these things
on the
these fools
cover.
Promotes to destroy civilization and its people within its borders. There was once two men, and each needed to build a house. The first man was foolish, and it chose to build on sandy soil where it was easy to access and easy to dig the foundations. In a few short weeks, he was almost finished. The second man was wise and chose to build his house on a rocky hill where it was very hard to access and to dig the foundation. He spent many months building his house. As time passed on, a huge storm broke upon these houses and these men. And after much rain, a flood swept through the valley and the man's house that was built on the sand was completely swept away. But the second man who had his house built on the rocky hill was safe because no matter how hard it rained or how fierce the floods were, his house remained solid and immovable. See the difference between a democracy and a republic, just saying, because you were talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's ask ourselves the questions. What is the foundation of our life? Are we like the foolish man or are we like the wise man? Did you build it on the sand or upon the rock? Jesus said in Matthew 7:24-27, he said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, saith Christ, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." See, Jesus said that whosoever heard his words and obeyed him would be like a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and that house could never be torn down. It could never be removed. And this is what we need to get back to. But what we're doing right now, friends, is we're exposing the fools that are being used to destroy civilization, your civilization. And what I want to talk about tomorrow is exactly what Socrates said. He said, "Let me write the music of a nation." We're talking about the musicians today, if that's what you want to call them, some of them. "Let me write the music of a nation. Let me use these pawns." Socrates said, "I care not for who writes its laws. Who cares what government says?" He said, "For I will control its people." Have you ever noticed the real legislators are actually those that are doing the promoting of what the government, the ill will, the corrupt in government, actually want to bring forth through their propaganda? Notice the musicians are the ones being used to bring it forth. And then after they bring it forth, marijuana use. What's legal in, what's supposedly legal, friends, in Colorado now? Marijuana use. You know, if you go back to 1913 to 1918, you had something called the Prohibition. You couldn't do the things that you do today concerning alcohol, friends. Look at prostitution. They're trying to legalize that. They're trying to normalize the crime. But who's doing that?
Yeah.
The musicians are being used to do that. And there stand the politicians. I can take it a different way. Look at the politicians, the gun grabbers. Hollywood teaches them how to commit the crime.
That's right.
And by the way, that is purposed. And then you have the gangbangers, the musicians talking about, you know, banging this up and banging up that and the po-po this and the po-po that. And then what happens? The politicians are standing there saying, "We need to stop it." Rather than educating, rather than taking the time to love on the people and educating them as to what the arms are used for, namely to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government, we have a tyrannical government teaching you how to commit the crime through Hollywood, inadvertently or advertently, and there they are to grab away the guns. See, folks, it works in so many different ways.
Yep. Case in point, I was going to say, going to schools, you know, we do a lot of rural schools and we've done a lot of just small towns. And you go there and you see these, you know, quote unquote farm boys who are acting like they're gangsters. Listen, they didn't learn that down on the barnyard.
They have their pants hanging down below their buttocks.
Exactly. They grew up on the farm, okay, that, you know, they're around the cows and around the chickens and the pigs and whatnot. Where did they get the idea to have saggy pants and, you know, their hats way cocked to the side or way far down? They got that because they saw it on TV. They saw it on MTV. They saw it on their favorite, you know, movie or whatever. That is the influence that's coming over our kids. And you know what? The Grammys, when you look at just the pictures of what I saw from what took place at the Grammys, it was very offensive. And the more I think about it, the more appalled I get. We should have everyone in America, every...
No, wait a second.
Appalled.
It's the American people that are turning it on. And by the way, what did they do? Speaking of musicians, what did they have to do in the middle of the Grammy Awards, friends? They had to bring forth, what, 33 to 34 homosexual couples as to say to the American people, "Look, everybody's for this. Oh, look, we praise these abominable ones.
Yep.
Look what they're doing. Everybody's accepting of it."
Judgment
no,
backwards.
They are not. But who's watching? Who's supporting their sponsors, friends? Who's buying their albums, friends? See how it always comes back to responsibility?
That's right.
And what we need to do is get back to responsibility. Friends, take it from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still cannot affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can. Dr. Richard Pellegrino. Folks, we'll talk some more about this tomorrow. Who are the legislators? 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya!
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com.